Ding Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We have an exciting case for you, as always. But before we get started, we just want to tell you that we have been on the air for the past almost 5 years now, 4.5 years, with live shows proving that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And this meaning that with our treatment, your symptoms will be eradicated without needing further treatments. We get your body doing what it's supposed to be doing, and we teach you to eat the right foods, how to manage your stress, and we kind of help you, guide you, to show you what you've been doing wrong in order to get you back on the track to health without drugs or surgery.
And the secret to get the body back on doing its own thing independently, it has to do with the spirit. A living person is a spirit. When the body dies, the person's no longer there. So that person is the spirit. Mm-hmm. Only with the spirit supplying the energy, the thinking, the intelligence, and all the mental functions, that the body can function. So what the disease is caused by, the mind not being able to get into the body due to stress, number one, due to food, due to all the toxin, and due to all the drugs that given to you by the medical profession. They don't help.
Yes.
Even if they suppress the symptom, it ruins your healing power. Yeah.
Well, for example, last week we had on our show with us Sean from San Clemente. He's a 24-year-old college student and also independent filmmaker. He does it on the side, so obviously he's very stressed out. He leads a very stressful life. He's very busy. 2.5 years ago, he started experiencing stomach pain and nausea. He had no appetite, no energy. He went to 4 different doctors, 3 of them who were specialists. He had a battery of tests. He had endoscopies. He had a capsule endoscopy. They pretty much ended up giving him antibiotics and painkillers. He also went to actually see the head professor at UCLA School of Medicine. But in fact, with the endoscopy and antibiotics, his pain got worse. And so one of Dr. Tong's patients recommended Dr. Tong. After the first treatment, he said he felt amazing. He had more energy. He was able to surf after not surfing for 4 months.
He went to Hawaii for a whole week.
Mm-hmm. His appetite was increased, and we did no tests. Right now, he also had temperature fluctuations where he'd get hot
yes.
or too cold, and he does not have those anymore. And he's only had about
two treatments. Yes. That shows the fallacy of conventional doctor. It doesn't matter where you go, which head department or what university, they are going through the wrong way symptomatically. They can put mm-hmm. a name to it, okay? But why treat with antibiotic? What's the reason? The test didn't show that
he had
infection.
Well, they thought he had parasites, but they didn't even, the test didn't even show that either.
Parasite, so you don't use antibiotic right. use to treat parasite, okay? It's anti-parasitic, okay? But, you know, the reason why infection occurred is because the system start rotting,
mm-hmm.
okay? The system rot first, then the worm grows.
Right, that's the system's under stress. Or
yeah, that's
trauma.
What the Chinese medicine, that's nature's principle.
Because okay. we all have
all kinds of bugs.
Parasites and bugs in our bodies.
That's mm-hmm. right. During the flu season, everybody get bugs. I have AIDS virus in myself. I have cancer cells, okay? If my immune system, my qi, my mind and body are balanced, okay? The worms don't grow. The bugs don't grow. The bacteria don't grow.
If you have any questions, give us a call now, toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, any questions, give us a call now, 866-870-5752. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to check out our past shows archived. We have 192 shows now, almost 200 shows, so you can check that out. Let's get to our first guest today, Marina from Whittier. Is Marina there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Marina.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for being on our show. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So why don't you just start telling us what you experienced before you came to see Dr. Tong?
I was diagnosed around the end of September with Graves' disease.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I began treatment shortly after, about a week after, taking thyroid medication and medication to control my heart. I had many palpitations and a fast heart rate,
mm-hmm.
which is basically one of the major symptoms that I had, which was the heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
The heart rate and also feeling just really tired and lack of energy and mm-hmm. Kind of just...
You were anxious? Were you anxious at all?
Yes, I was very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was very nervous.
And how high did your heart rate get?
When I had gone to the first time I went to the doctor, it was about 160.
Okay, that's quite fast.
Right, it was pretty fast.
And may I ask how old you are? Is that okay?
29 years old.
Okay, so you're very young, actually.
Yes.
Okay. So they gave you thyroid medication and...
And a heart medication.
Okay, so like a blood pressure medication?
Yeah, it was a blood pressure medication, yes. It's called Inderal.
Okay. Mm. Now, did you have a high blood pressure?
I did. It was, yeah, not as high as the heart, but the blood pressure was also elevating.
Okay.
Inderal is called beta blocker. It blocks the nerve so that the heart cannot beat fast. The heart cannot pump hard. That's why you can lower the blood pressure. It can lower your heart rate. But that's right. Treating the symptom only. What happens if your heart need to pump fast in the case of emergency? Then you have this medication in you, then you cannot respond to an emergency situation. So this is very bad thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Treating a symptom, but not treat the cause. The reason why your heart raises so much is because your heart does not have enough circulation. So the heart wants to get an extra beat to beat some more circulation to the heart muscles.
Right, right.
So that is the underlying cause. The reason why you don't have enough circulation is because you think too much, stress out.
Right.
The chi, the heart chi doesn't get to the heart.
So she right, thinking too much. So you, in September, so this was like about 5 months ago?
Yes, almost 5 months.
Okay. And then, so you've been on the, now did the medication, did it suppress your heart rate, or how did that go?
It helped?
It helped a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes it would go up and down. I had still had a lot of palpitations, you know, mm-hmm. once in a while it would go really fast. It did, you know, help to calm me down a little bit.
Okay.
But you were so anxious the first time we saw you.
Yes.
Even on the medication.
Right.
Yes. And in fact, you almost decided not to have the treatment the first time.
How did you hear about Dr. Tong?
A friend of mine heard your radio show and told me to listen in, and which I did, and then I called you to make an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so what happened? You're doing the first treatment.
What happened during or after?
Yeah, afterwards. Okay. After. During and after. Okay.
I did the treatment. Afterwards, I felt really good. I had a lot of energy. The next day, I was able to wake up at about 7 in the morning, which I had not done since I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was becoming extremely lazy. Another limitation I had was I wasn't able to exercise on the medications.
Okay.
Especially on the Inderol, because it kind of, you know, defeated the purpose.
Yes.
So I was able to, I'm able now to walk and go on short hikes. Mm-hmm. And have the energy to do that, which is great. And I did that began shortly after the first treatment that I had, which was in February.
What are you still on the medications?
Yes.
All of them?
I've lowered the dose to about half, and I'm hoping to continue lowering it in the next couple weeks.
Okay, you lower the dose at half. How's heart rate on half the medication?
It's doing well. Currently, right now, it's about between 75 and 80.
Yes.
Which
so
is
you're,
good.
Very so you're using
normal.
Less medication and your heart rate is lower.
Yes.
In fact, I told you to take off all the medication, but
right.
you're kind of afraid, okay? So it's okay, you want to do your rate, but you don't need your medication. Mm-hmm. All I did was that I improved the energy, the energy that deal with love and joy to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You worry too much, you're concerned too much, you're stressed out, so you drain your heart chi. So the heart chi is out in the air, free to you, but you did not know how to manage your connection so that your soul cannot get into your body.
So your heart rate is around 75, 80. What about how are you emotionally, like the anxiety and the nervousness? How's that?
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
So much better. Mm-hmm. See, you're on less medication. How about the thyroid medication?
The thyroid, I haven't changed that yet.
Oh, dropped it. You drop it. See, you don't need that, okay? The reason why you don't need the thyroid medication, even if it helps you, it's not good for your thyroid. The thyroid is supposed to do its own work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you import the thyroid hormone that it's supposed to produce, then the thyroid will become lazy.
Right.
And if you keep on doing it for forever, the thyroid become atrophy.
Yes.
So you're actually damaging and ruining the organs. You take estrogen, you ruin your ovary. You take insulin, you ruin your pancreas. You know, all the medication either is toxic or you ruin the function of the body. So this is what the Western medicine do to you.
Now, Marina, did you also have low back pain or any body pain at all?
Yes, I was experiencing low back pain. I had a lot of muscle aches.
Okay.
Muscle aches.
How is that now?
That's gone.
No more muscle aches?
No, haven't experienced it in the last 4 weeks.
Good.
And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Four treatments.
Four treatments. So once a week. Okay.
How many doctors have you seen now? I forgot.
I'm seeing a specialist, an endocrinologist, and then my regular doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been seeing three doctors for the last 2 years?
Yeah. Well, just the last 4 months.
Four months.
Yeah.
Three doctors. Right. She's only was diagnosed in September.
Oh, I
right.
see. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Anything else? So the energy's better, not as anxious, and your heart rate is lower with less medication.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How many tests did they do on you, the three doctors?
Well, in the beginning, many tests, and now I was doing tests every between 6 and 8 weeks just make sure that the medication was doing its job.
All right. So you were getting blood work done, right?
I was getting blood work done, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, how many tests did I do on you?
None.
None. Okay. So, you know, if you're doing better, you have more energy, less anxious, and your heart rate slowed down, you don't need to do all these tests. The test only tells more symptom. What's wrong with your blood? What's wrong with your heart rate? What's wrong with your thyroid? What is wrong, but never why is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why is wrong has to do with your spirit not being in the body. When your spirit is not in the body anymore, okay, we have physical death. That's called the ultimate symptom.
Mm-hmm.
So the critical bottom line for health is the energy from your mind, you, your true self, going in the body and making your body work. And Western doctors, in fact, Western science, do not know about the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, recently there was an article on the broken heart. It's no longer a myth
right,
because stress causes the heart to have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But then stress causes the kidney to have trouble, causes the liver to have trouble, causes everything to have trouble, okay?
Yes.
So why they will never know that the heart had to do with love and joy? Because that had to do with the part that Western science, the scientific instrument, and our five senses cannot detect.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Marina, so are you going to continue treatments with Dr. Tong?
Oh, yes, for
yes.
sure.
And we're going to try to get your mom to get treatments, too. She needs to come in, definitely.
Right. She comes with me to watch me get the treatment.
Yeah.
Hopefully, soon we'll talk her into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be afraid. Drop the thyroid medication. Yeah. Nothing going to happen. You're going to have more energy.
Especially because if you continue the treatments.
Yeah. What I did was I opened the channels that supply the energy to the thyroid. That's what I did the last four times. So your thyroid now is getting the energy. Before it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So they label it a grave disease.
Hyperthyroidism.
Yeah, they scare the people, scare the patient. Okay, every fancy label they get on the multiple sclerosis, lupus. Okay, it makes the patient get more scared and harder to heal.
Well, Marina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate
You're welcome.
It. And thank you so much for sharing your story with everyone. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Marina with us. She was diagnosed 5 months ago with Graves' disease, also known as hyperthyroidism or an overactive thyroid. She was experiencing palpitations, heart rate up to 160. She was fatigued. She was weak. She was nervous. And her blood pressure was also raised. After the first treatment, she had so much more energy. She woke up at 7 a.m. the next morning, which she was not able to do for the 5 months prior to seeing Dr. Tong. Also, without Dr. Tong's treatment, she couldn't exercise since she was on a blood pressure medication, a beta blocker. She's had four treatments now with Dr. Tong. Her heart rate is stabilized around 75 to 80 now with half the medication. She's still on the thyroid, but we're trying to...
She doesn't need her to one of the medication.
Right, especially if she's on the treatments.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you have any questions, you can give us a call now live, toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, any questions, call us now at 866-870-5752. Well, now, since we don't have anyone calling, let's talk about this case here. There was a jury, there was a case about a boy who had murdered his grandparents when he was 12, and this was 4 years ago in 2001.
Yes.
And he had been on the antidepressant Zoloft.
Yes.
And the jury actually rejected the case because he wanted to use Zoloft as a defense, that he was involuntarily intoxicated by the drugs. But the jury
American people
threw that
case out. becoming more ignorant, okay, because they thought that was an excuse. When you take drugs, some people are more sensitive to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you block your mind from going in your body. And sometimes, it ruins the liver so much. The liver has to do with anger.
Mm-hmm.
So when the liver chi is not going to the liver, the soul of the liver is not going to the liver organ, then the person becomes real angry or rage.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened in Southern California. We had road rages because you have so much pollutions and stressful in Southern California, that people mind are not in there. Okay, so we got road rages and you kill people because of traffic altercation.
There are other cases too, also with young teenagers who are on antidepressants and they end up committing suicide.
Yeah, so FDA had put a label
on
these drugs because it caused suicidal tendency on young kids. How can anything cause suicidal tendency be good for you, for anybody?
Okay, we have a caller now. Alan from Los Angeles wants to talk about the thyroid. Is Alan there?
Hi, Alan.
Hello? Alan, are you there? Okay. Anyway, if you want to call, give us a call at 866-870-5752. Okay, Jennifer from Lomita. Is Jennifer there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jennifer.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I've had low thyroidism for at least 12 years after my second child was born, and I've been on usually Armour thyroid.
Right.
And I hated the idea since the beginning of being on, I hate taking medications.
Yes.
And I was just told that I had to, Now, is it, am I too far along to...
No, not at all. You'll feel better like everybody else.
We actually have a case. Her name is Laura.
Yes.
She was also hypothyroid. She was put on either armor thyroid or synthroid, one of those.
She was labeled as multiple sclerosis.
And hypothyroid. With treatments... Now she's off the thyroid medication and her thyroid levels are normal. And
she was not able to have a kid. That's what she was told. See, the doctors tell you a lot of things, but they don't know anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn what I do today in medical school.
Yeah.
I didn't learn that a human is a spirit. You hear religious people talk about this, okay? But in medical school, they never talk about that you're a spirit.
Right, right. Now, do you have more energy with the medication or can you tell?
I would say now when my primary doctor gave me the medications, the levels he was giving me, the testing that they do in the levels weren't really addressing my energy level much. Then I saw a specialist, and I have more energy, but I have to say that a lot of the hypothyroid symptoms I still have. So I have more energy, but not good enough, and I still have a lot of other hypothyroid symptoms, so I'm not sure it's doing what it should be anyway.
You know, Jennifer, check out our website, drtong.com. If you check the radio show, just click on either the proof or the radio show on the front. We have everything indexed. There's hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, anything you want. You can click on, you know, the radio show.
Those are just symptoms. Hepatitis, hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, multiple sclerosis. Just a medical professional's name for your symptoms. You should not take thyroid. You should get your thyroid working.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have a company, one department is not doing its job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Should you import what they are, they are not producing, or should you make them work?
Yeah.
Make them work, of course.
Right.
Yeah, and I agree with that idea. And I just caught the show. I don't know much about, I mean, is this an office that I can visit?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
let me give you our number. It's 714-556-8664. You can call actually after the show. Our show will be done in about a couple minutes. And if you have any more questions, give us a call then, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to our next caller. We have Dolores from Costa Mesa. She has a question about Crohn's disease. Is Dolores there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a question about Crohn's disease. We have a couple minutes, so.
I cure Crohn's disease.
Tell me what your normal procedure is for that.
Okay. My normal procedure is to cure Crohn's disease, colitis, whatever you name, diverticulitis. Those are just names. The reason why you have any symptom is because you, as a spirit, are not going to that part of the body. Every part of the body, the whole human body, needs your soul to be living, to be healthy. And stress, different kind of stress, anger does one thing, worry does one thing, eating too much sweet or eating too much spicy food cause different traffic jam along different antennas in your body. And as a result, certain parts of your body are not getting the energy to open up the circulation. And in your case, okay, you may have worry too much, you may have eating too much sweet. Those are the two things that cause digestive problem. So all I do is find out where the traffic jams are, open up the thing that blocks your mind from going in, then open up circulation.
Acupuncture?
Acupuncture, it is the same principle.
But better.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, much
acupuncture
better.
Is not strong enough.
It's basically, we do nerve block anesthetic injections in the acupuncture points with a mild anesthetic, which will open up the spasm much faster, much longer than acupuncture.
Yeah, the best thing is for anybody who's listening to go to our website. We have 190 shows, 90 hours. From Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, Crohn's disease, colitis.
Everything.
We have one case, a patient have diarrhea 43 times a day, up to 100 times a day.
Yeah.
I cure him.
Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. You can actually, our show is going to be over in about 1 minute. You can give us a call at 714-556-8664. Okay, Dolores?
Yes, thank you.
And we'll answer it in a couple minutes, okay? Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664, or you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation. Our website again is drtong.com, drtong.com. For an appointment, give us a call, 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. tonight. And our website again is drtong.com, drtong.com. 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk Radio 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
If you're looking for answers